This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Tom from Hull. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I just got a call. I've been in my car for a while listening to you guys. I love you, Courtney. You're awesome.
I just need to know, what
did you drink the other night? Because I want to give some to my wife. You're on a roll today, kid.
Can I say what it is or no?
I mean, you just had a cannabis-infused seltzer.
Yeah, Tom, message me offline. I'll send you the link.
Some suggesting you should have one before every show.
Let's be clear. I did not have one this morning.
Right. It's just the lingering after effect of it.
I have a question.
They hit different.
And I felt like awake. I was very well rested this weekend. I don't know what's, you know.
Where do they sell that stuff? Is it the grocery store? Or is it like only at liquor stores?
No, you have to go actually to the dispensary to get them.
I ordered it online.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
And they deliver it in Massachusetts?
And everything, or?
When they delivered? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they have delivery here in Massachusetts,
yeah, they have.
Curtis.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, 60 wins on the table for the Boston Celtics, and you can talk about that all day long here on WEEI. We will talk about it with Mego when she joins us on Wednesday, our Celtics insider.
And Greg, we were, Ken and I on Saturday, were talking about the sale and what the number one story after the interview was with Wick on Friday, which was a great get by you, Greg, was the future of the Celtics. And in a way that I didn't anticipate, a lot of people agreed with you, Greg, that the team should really not entertain any offers of playing outside of Boston. That with the Patriots, it's very different because it's the experience of the day.
Yeah.
There's 9 to 10 of them a year. You leave your house at 9, you're home at 7 or 8, and the drive is partly part of the fun that you're tailgating with buddies in a parking lot. Whereas with the Celtics, there's a lot of people that work downtown that just go to the game that if it was in, you know, Sudbury, they wouldn't be making the trek west of the city.
What percentage of those who are going to Celtics games would you guess is corporate related? I mean, is it 30%? Is it?
I would guess half.
You would say half.
Yeah.
So people are taking clients. Mm-hmm. Those who have suites for their company,
Right.
Wiggy's fine with it in Revere or wherever.
But it's still close enough to the city.
He was advocating for East Boston on Friday's show.
Or Everett.
Or Everett.
I mean, that's even though it's not in the city, it's still close. Like Sudbury, I get. But Everett, that's still close enough to the city where you could be there.
It's the Boston Celtics.
I get
that. We're living, you know, every week, the magistry, the complete sports magistry of the arguably the greatest franchise ever in sports.
No, I'm with you.
And it says Boston before Celtics.
Right.
It doesn't say Framingham before Celtics.
Right.
It doesn't say New England before Celtics.
No, I get it.
So I don't – if you are unable to find – a suitable place to have a new arena in the city of Boston, then I would never move this basketball team.
Well, Wick told us that they make a profit with them being in the TD Garden, even though they lease and they don't own. So if the new owner is able to turn a profit, then you don't have to worry about the team, you know, relocating. But if he doesn't and he wants to be able to make some money, then you have to think that maybe he wants to build an arena somewhere.
You could want to do something all you want, though. I just don't see it happening quickly. Like, for an owner to come in here, a new owner to come in here and want to build a new arena, that's one thing. But to get the licensing, to get the people on board to actually do it, mm-hmm. if you try to build a stadium, an arena in Revere, I'm sure the people of Revere are going to be upset yeah. about it, whether it's traffic or mm-hmm. what else.
Yeah. We could call,
but doesn't it create jobs?
For an opinion on that, we could get a proud, hardworking member of the Revere Department of Public Works on this show,
yeah.
Anthony Spaz Parziali.
Mm-hmm.
Probably working right now listening to the show. Good morning, Spaz.
Morning, Spaz.
But I don't know where in Revere it would be.
No, I don't. Like, the only reason why I thought about Revere, because I was thinking about where like the Amazon building was, and I know it was sitting empty for a while, and I'm just trying to think of places. Everett, obviously, we talked about. I think it's more of like, I guess the question would be to, what's his name?
Chisholm.
Billy Chisholm.
I guess the question was, when you went into this and knowing, all right, I'm going to purchase this team, was there, in your mind, in his mind, was there like, oh, I want an arena built within the next 10 years?
So if you're a Celtics fan, you should hope that is the case, because it's either building an arena where you're going to get all the revenue or slashing payroll. Because going forward, whether or not, you know, they stay in the second apron or all those stupid intricacies of the contractual agreements they have with players, there's not as much room to grow doing things the way it's been done. Because we all agree expenses are rising with the cost of Jalen and Jason. And you're sharing your arena. And I'm sure they do well in revenue. But do you want to be top three or do you want to be number one? The Celtics should be the number one revenue team in the NBA. They have the best team. They're the defending champions. They're young. They're marketable guys. They got a player for everybody. I mean, I just...
Payrolls and salaries are just going up.
Right.
So, I mean...
How do you maintain that type of revenue to keep up with those salaries?
And you look at Jason Tatum's contract, right? And he's, what, 26 years old, 27? You know, what's the next contract going to be? What's the next contract going to be for Jaylen Brown? So when you start to look at players in the NBA today, those salaries are continuing to climb. And that's why I'd love to know, like, did he come in here? What it was his plan, like, all right, we're buying this team. We know the lease is up for the Celtics, and I believe it's either 2033 or 2036. Was his kind of thought process like, all right, I want to try to get an arena built within the next 10 years?
And I feel like the date of the expiring of the lease is not a big deal.
Right.
If they began today, it would be an upset if in 2033 the thing was ready.
Text from an everyday listener of this show, who I will allow to remain anonymous, just says Wiggy should learn the name of the new owner if he ever wants tickets.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
It's all right. Chisholm, Jones has a really hard time saying Chisholm in the midday.
I know his first name, William.
I just like to pass these things along.
Good morning, Sully.
Yeah, Sully, I know his name.
Good, I hope
you're having a great Monday.
I didn't want to jack it up like people jack up my first name, Jermaine, and call me Jerome.
True.
That's why I asked what his name was.
It is amazing how that's your default every time.
Well, Curtis, that's what... people say, the list goes on and on every day, Jerome. So I didn't want to. I'm already not great.
Play action fake. Brady looks, throws in the end zone. Touchdown to Jerome Wiggins.
There's somebody who does it for a living.
Right.
You know? So I wanted to make sure I got it right. I know his first name is William.
Couple text messages on this on the Subaru of New England text line. And the texter says, there is never going to be a new arena. Why do you waste so much time talking about it? I don't know.
I've moved on from the new arena.
That's what we do here.
I've moved on from it. If Wick tells me that they make a profit from leasing and they're still profitable, then I've kind of moved on. And then the new owner, William Chisholm, is probably looking at it the same way.
I'm being accused of having an old head argument. That it should be the Boston Celtics in Boston because the 49ers are located 50 miles or play their games 50 miles from San Francisco. So
football's just so different, though, because it's like a day-long event. Like, you go, you tailgate, you're hanging out all day. It can be a ways away from the city, but when you have 82 games or 162 games or whatever it is, you know, baseball, hockey, basketball, like, I think it needs to be in the city.
Don't the Detroit Pistons, they don't play, I don't think they're in Detroit. I think they're in, like, Auburn Hills or something like that.
And next year, so the payroll right now, according to Basketball Reference, I'm sure you can find it everywhere, the payroll for the Celtics this year is 193. Next year, it's 226. That's an increase of 37, whatever the hell that is. That's over $30 million of an increase in salary. Are they going to keep making up with that? You know what I mean? Like, it's...
Yeah.
And these people buy industries. I know that he may not be utilizing the exact tactics you would use as a private equity trader, but that's how he was raised in business. And so he's coming in here. One would assume he would seek to maximize the investment he's making.
Yeah, I just think you and I differ on this a little bit, but I think that in this particular case, he knows what he purchased. Like, I think so. I don't know that he would have put this deal together and that others like Rob Hill would have put their money into it. If their expectation was they had to have a new arena to make it work.
All we can go off of is what we've heard from the actual people involved, and that's Rob Hale and Wick, and both of them seemed like the new arena situation
was non-starter, yes, basically.
So then why did this guy come out of nowhere? Why did we never hear about Bill Chisholm? Why does nobody in any industry know anything about the guy?
Honestly, there's room for one arena in Boston, not two.
I mean, this literally, a month before we were talking about the breaking news of the sale, it was they're having a tough time getting over $5 billion. Now they're at 6.1.
All right.
Well, I would assume that there are a lot of billionaires that you don't know their name. They're not all...
No, like, it's not me. It's saying that the Wall Street, the people that do this for a living, reacting to the sale, were all caught off guard. Obviously, I don't know most billionaires in the world, but the people that do this for a living were surprised.
But if they didn't know him, what is that? What are you saying that
I think that this was done by the NBA to make sure that they got a sale over $6 billion, and that was more important than the future of the Celtics.
So they went and found this guy.
Right, to put together a group where you have people that are incredibly credible, like Rob Hale.
But why? That doesn't explain why Rob Hale's in it.
Well, maybe he didn't want to partner with the other guys that were limited partners.
Yeah, I think he didn't want to maybe he didn't want to partner with one guy, but
right.
But I don't know anything. I'm just
So do you feel confident?
What?
I feel like you're just funny sometimes.
Why am I funny?
You are.
So
yeah, I don't know anything, but
yeah, I don't biggest lie I ever told.
So do you feel confident that, like, all right, this guy came into it going, all right, I'll probably never be able to build an arena, and I'm gonna hold on to this thing for 20 plus years because that's when I'll really be able to make a nice piece of money on this investment, and that by doing that, do you feel confident they won't lose one of their two big superstars because they can't afford it?
I would assume that they're not going to lose one of those two guys over the next 5 years. Yes, okay. But I think you might, you know, maybe you got to say goodbye to Porzingis. Maybe you got to say goodbye to Drew Holiday. I don't know.
Do you think the fan base will buy into what Wick was saying about the second apron being too onerous for teams to take on? Do you think they'll say, oh, I understand we have to get rid of Porzingis or Holiday, whatever, because of these rules? Because to me, that seems to be relatively weak. Like, okay, you can't get a mid-level exemption. Okay, you can't trade your draft pick. Well, they're going to be drafting between 25 and 30. Who cares about that? I feel like if you can do whatever you can to hold on to this team and suffer consequences in the future, the fan base would say, go for it. We have Jalen and Jason together at this time. We should win every year.
I mean, does that change in your mind if they win it all and they're looking at a potential three-peat? Like, I feel like you would be all in, and you'd have to be all in if you're looking at a three-peat.
Yeah.
I think it might be the opposite. I think if they go back-to-back, the fan base may be a little bit more patient.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's what Wiggy said.
Yeah.
You got to be worried a bit about Jalen, you were talking about, if they win back-to-back.
Yeah, it's easier to let one of your superstars go when you've just won back-to-back championships. and then say, hey, listen, the reason why is because of the amount of money. I mean, Wick brought up Paul George and the Clippers, and I think the Clippers paid him a bunch of money. They paid Kawhi Leonard a bunch of money. Then they built the new arena. Yep. And so if you're not able to sustain all of that and you have to ship one guy out, you know.
Who knows?
Yeah, maybe
someday, sometime in the near future, you and I may be sitting here, and you may say, Greg, got a couple tickets for the game tonight?
Right.
Let's head out to the new arena in Worcester, and we'll leave at 3 p.m.
Stop at the Cotton Top Lounge.
Yeah, but see, you
catch a Paw Sox game at Polar Park.
You keep going further and further away.
No, there was a caller on the show on Friday who said Worcester.
Yeah.
Second most popular city or populous city in the Commonwealth.
Right. Yeah. Well, somebody
it's
also said
plenty of land out there.
It really is.
Tons of
the
space.
The Twitchers like Bill Ricka Celtics.
Yeah. Somebody said Springfield.
That's close to me. I like that.
I mean, I'm not.
They could put it in Restucia.
I'm not going like. I'm saying like greater Boston area, and when I said Everett, Revere, and I just happened to bring up.
Have you ever tried to go to the casino?
Yes.
At 4 or 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
I have.
Right, I have too.
It takes you 47 minutes.
Right.
from Boston to get
oddly
through,
specific
to get through Charlestown.
Yeah.
I live 2 miles away.
Right, there's traffic everywhere, Greg.
Huh?
There's traffic everywhere. You said you left the Garden after the Celtics game, and it took you forever to get from the Garden to the Seaport.
Well, I had to walk, actually, which was a real problem.
But there is traffic everywhere in every city. No matter where a stadium is, you're going to deal with traffic.
But the best part is there is public transportation. I know we rag on it a lot, but the public transportation gets you right to the Garden.
The public transportation blows around it. The people that are driving in from outside the city got to deal with traffic. It's just like that's just the nature of the beast.
All right. We got to take a break. We will be right back.